talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. If you guys were listening, hold on, we'll let that music go down here a second. If you guys were listening that first hour, we're having trouble. Like we said, this is the maiden voyage of the studio, where the studio has been turned back on again, and this will be the maiden voyage of a guest host sitting here doing it. Everything is working good right now, except for the caller's audio. I can hear you, and you hear me, and you're going out over the air, but it does sound a little bit garbled. It sounds like you're talking over a radio frequency to someone, over a ham radio or something. So feel free to still call in, but also this is going to be a special invitation to you folks out there on X. If you are out there on X and you follow me at PVT Joker US, I am John Jackson at PVT Joker US. If you follow me out there, hit me on private message, hit me on DM, and we're going to get the producer to send you a Teams link. And with that Teams link, you can get in here and you can have clear audio. Okay, but you're going to have to send me your cell phone number on the DM, all right? So I'll repeat that here in a little bit, but a special, everybody if that wants to call in, absolutely, and we'll get you on, but you're going to get better audio this morning until this bug gets worked out if you go through this Teams thing and hit me with a private message. Once again, wanted to do the public service announcement for the people here right here in Billings. Because there's an election coming up next week. Make sure and get that ballot. If you're going to mail it in, do it by today so you can be confident that it will get in and be counted on time. If you don't get it in by today, walk it down to the county courthouse and turn it in. Also, make sure, I guess it's a new thing there, where you have to put your birth year on the outside of the envelope. Make sure and do that. That's easy to miss. And also, a lot of y'all, maybe you don't know who the people to vote for are. In our races out here in Yellowstone County, I'll read them out. You got Pittman, Redman, Rogers, Tidswell, O'Donnell, and then Jennifer Owen for mayor. Those are the people you need to be voting for. And if you didn't get that, let's just give us a text into the Montana app and we'll get them back to you. That's a common thing out there. We just don't hear a lot of times about these smaller races and smaller positions. So you get that ballot and you look at it like, well, who is this? And they try to pull off these scams too with these nonpartisan races, which everybody knows is a load of crap. I mean, you've got a conservative and a communist, you know, one of the other on that ballot, but they're trying to hide who they really are by saying it's nonpartisan. It's the biggest lie out there. And trust me when I tell you, the Democrats go out of their way here in Montana to make sure it stays that way. They don't want you to know who they are. So there's some music. We will be right back.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions expected across the region for today. High temperature readings will stay back in the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in the Billings area. Then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, overnight lows from the mid-20s in Bozeman, around 30 in Billings. With some sun Wednesday, highs head in the mid-50s, around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. Halloween is right around the corner now, and for many, it's a fun time filled with trick-or-treating, costumes, apple bobbing, and more. But steps should be taken to make sure treats are safe for kids. The Food and Drug Administration has a few tips. They say children should not be snacking on what they get while they're still out trick-or-treating. Instead, they recommend having a snack beforehand. That way, they can wait until you get home and inspect their candy and other items before they eat it. Also, be sure to tell your kids not to take any treats that don't look safe, such as anything not commercially wrapped or that appears it's been tampered with. Also, if your child has food allergies, be sure to check all labels before eating and don't let them eat any home-baked goods they might have received. Lastly, if you have small children, be aware of choking hazards, removing anything like gum, peanuts, hard candies, or small toys. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I am taking off for Washington, D.C. We're going to be live from our nation's capital and Montana Coffee on Wednesday morning show. So for Tuesday, you're going to want to go to your grandma's jewelry box and grab those pearls, because you might need to clutch your pearls, because Tuesday, John Jackson, the Joker from X, will be in the house taking your phone calls and more. It's going to be an unwoke Tuesday. That's all I'll say. And then Wednesday, we're live from Montana Coffee on Capitol Hill with Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
If we like
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Montana Talks. We, like we said a minute ago, we are having some phone issues, but keep calling in here, and we're working through it right now. And if nothing else, you call in here, you make your case. State what you want to talk about real quick, and then we will just get off and run with it. We will make this work this morning. And like I said, all you folks out there on X, hit me on private message, and we'll get you a Teams link, and we'll get you right in here, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. And Nancy just put it, she was in here last hour, and she says the funding for this, I guess this food bank up in Roundup, came from the Area 2 Council on Aging before they were cut off. Big topic here this morning that got broke last night by Bill Malusian. You guys know him. He is Fox News reporter, probably one of the best guys out there. He was covering the border for years under Biden. He was that guy down there, you know, covering the whole thing and showing you the hundreds of thousands and the millions of them streaming across the border, and also pointing out to you every time the administration was lying about what was going on down there. Well, you guys have also been following what our ICE agents and what our Border Patrol agents are doing out there, trying to go out there and kick these freeloading scumbags, criminals, out of our country. And all of the resistance they're running up against, domestic terrorists attacking them, shooting at them, attacking their cars, mobbing them, mobbing their offices, starting up riots outside of their offices, on and on and on. Well, it looks like finally they are going to do at DHS, we'll say, what we have been asking for out here on our spaces for a long time, and that is a restructuring. The Trump administration is not happy with the results out there from ICE and Border Patrol, and what they're doing is they are up to 12 of the ICE field offices, of the big ones, the bosses out there are being reassigned. And they are out of L.A., Phoenix, Philadelphia, Denver, El Paso, San Diego, Seattle, Portland, New Orleans. Those chiefs are going to be replaced and probably put in new guys being picked by one of these really, really good Border Patrol guys out there by the name of Greg Bovino. And he is working with, you guys remember, Corey Lewandowski, who is one of the big assistants to Kristi Noem there at DHS, to get some aggressive, kick-ass people in these positions rather than the standard bureaucrats who might have even been running these offices under Joe Biden. That's what we've been talking about for 6-8 months now, is what needs to get done at the FBI. This is what Cash Patel and Dan Bongino should already have done at the FBI, is you pick out there your handful of these offices out there that are not producing, and you know those people were picked by Joe Biden and Chris Wray And so those guys got to go. Either you fire them or you reassign them. You get out and you put your guy in there that's going to produce and do what you tell him to do. And they're making a great point in here in Bill Malusian's piece also about the difference. A lot of the immigration work, if you see out there on your media, a lot of what you see is ICE. That's all the ICE, baby. That's all you see them talk about is that. Well, see, they are divided into two areas. You've got ICE, and then you've got the Border Patrol. And think of it like ICE would be the equivalent of your detective division of your local police department. They are the special agents out there, the people that normally do more of the complex investigations. And then think of your Border Patrol like your uniformed police officers at your local police department. That's kind of how they're divided up. And you've got your Border Patrol guys that tend to be more tactical, more aggressive. And I guess that's what's going on here now. They are not happy with some of the numbers coming out of some of these offices and some of the ways that they're doing things. So they are putting in new people who will do it. And can't say anything about that because, by God, they gave them enough time. I mean, where are we here? It's almost November. We are coming around, folks, really close to being a full year of the Trump administration already. These people, whoever they are out there, you were given plenty of time to show that you were up to the task. And I guess quite a few of them are not showing that. And that's the same thing that needs to get done to the FBI. Can you think of another federal agency out there that was more corrupt, more politically biased than that crew? The weaponization of that thing done under Chris Wray and Joe Biden, just about every big boss out there got picked by them. And why do you think they got picked by them? Because they are brothers in arms. They are birds of a feather. That's why they got picked by them, and those people got to go. And we're still waiting. We're standing by waiting, Cash and Dan, for when y'all are actually going to do what ICE is doing now. We're waiting, standing by. Anytime, guys, no rush. It's only been a year. Well, there's the music. We'll be right back.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
We ask a bunch of questions on our Fox News survey. Twice this year, we've asked about the performance of Democrats and Republicans in Congress. Both times, congressional Republicans received more positive marks than congressional Democrats. In March, approval of Republicans was higher by 13 percentage points. In September, they did better by 5. What makes the difference is counterintuitive. You might think bad ratings from lots of GOP voters are the reason Democratic lawmakers do worse. Instead, it's because a larger share of Republican voters approve of their party's representatives than Democratic voters do of theirs. Last month, self-identified Republicans were more likely to approve than disapprove of GOP lawmakers by a 53-point margin. Yet approval of Dem lawmakers among Democrats was net positive by a much smaller 17-point spread. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says a framework deal with China that President Trump and China's Xi Jinping must still be finalized this week and could be the breakthrough soybean farmers have been looking for.
I'm not going to give you the details here, but I can tell you that the soybean farmers are going to be extremely happy with this deal for this year and for the coming years.
The Treasury Secretary on CBS has faced the nation Sunday after the U.S. announced reaching a framework deal with China on soybeans and other goods while in Malaysia for trade talks.
I believe that we have brought the market back into equilibrium, and I believe that the Chinese will be making substantial purchases again.
The framework deal to de-escalate trade fights over soybeans, rare earth minerals, Trump's 100% tariff threat, and TikTok must still be finalized by Trump and Xi Jinping. That could happen later in the week when the two meet in South Korea. The Trump administration kept pressure on China as U.S. Trade Ambassador Jamison Greer launched a trade investigation of China's Phase 1 deal compliance, telling Congress earlier.
The Chinese did not comply with this agreement in large part. It's not surprising, but we are certainly disappointed by that.
The U.S. also signed trade deals with Malaysia and Cambodia and frameworks with Vietnam and Thailand for reduced tariffs and non-tariff barriers. Thailand also agreed to buy $2.6 billion per year in U.S. soybean meal and ag goods. I'm Lane Nordland.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, there we go. And if you guys were listening earlier, we were talking about the government shutdown and all the little nuances that are going on there. And just so everybody knows, the reason the Democrats are shutting down the government, and make no mistake, it's them doing it. They were given a clean continuing resolution. And what does that mean? That just means continue the spending like it is. They were given that before October. And now 12 times, 13 times, I forget the number of times they've been given it now, they refuse to go along with it. They're the ones that are shutting down the government. And you hear these, they really do think these Democrat pundits and politicians out there, they are absolutely certain that possibly you, but certainly all of their base are morons. They're certain of it, because one of their big talking points they're doing out right now is Republicans control the government. Republicans control all how the presidency and the White House and the White House and the Congress and the Senate. They control everything. Why don't they just do it? And the slack-jawed idiots that are their base just, oh, you know, this Jessica Tarloff, from, you guys know her from The Five, just one of the most annoying, screeching leftist women that you've ever seen. She puts out that same post, and that's their talking point across all the Democrats. They control the government. They can do it. No, they don't. And they know that. It's just intentional, obtuse lying. Because like Mike Johnson came out and had to hammer it home yesterday, there's the filibuster in the Senate. We've only got 53 votes. The country needs 7 Democrats to make 60 votes to do anything as far as budgetary and laws and things like that. There's the filibuster. So, of course, we don't, in big quotes, that word, control, absolutely control the Senate because of the filibuster. But they'll tell you that over and over again. And make that's also another way that they try to put it back on Republicans, like they're not the ones doing it. But it's important to remember why. Why are they shutting down the government? And it's two things, folks. It is, first of all, their golden child of Obamacare, after how many years in place now, is blowing up on them. It's blowing up right in their faces. They knew this, and what did they do back in 2021 with all of those trillions of dollars of COVID spending? They snuck in their subsidies for it. So all the people out there paying wouldn't know what the real cost of it is. It's so ridiculous because they take your tax money, then give it back to you, and people are supposed to be like, oh, thank you, sir. May I have another? Oh, that's so nice, that gift you gave me. They're just stealing your money and giving it back to you, first of all. And second, they're trying to hide the fact that this thing is blowing up. And they can't because there's no more subsidies. The subsidies stop in December, as I understand it. And then some of these premiums are going to jump up 30% and maybe even more. People are going to be looking at over $2,000 a month for premiums for insurance that sucks. That even if you could afford that, your deductibles in this insurance policy are $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 craziness. Okay? So they want the Republicans to join in with them and help them stop the bleeding here of their program that did not get one single Republican vote. Didn't get one vote when it was passed. Didn't get one vote from the Republicans on these subsidies back in 2021. But now they expect the Republicans to prop up their socialist failed attempted takeover of U.S. healthcare. No, 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 no. And I said this the other day, any Republican out here that eventually down the line, you know, back in a back room here before Christmas or somewhere, sneaks in here and does this, I will never vote for you people ever again. We're watching this, and don't even think about coming in here and propping this Obamacare crap up. Not for one day, not for 1 hour, not for 1 week, not for 3 months out there, you rhinos in the Senate. We don't even want to hear it. And the other thing is, of course, they want more money for health care for illegals. Those are the two reasons that you're shutting down your government, folks. Failed Obamacare and more money for illegals health care. Now ask yourself, how many of your fellow voters out there know that, first of all? And second, do you want any of that? Do you want your tax money going to that? I don't think you do. Well, we will be right back. Hey, welcome back. I wanted to tell you what I meant by that a minute ago. For anybody that hasn't been following the way the sausage gets made up there in D.C., it's some nasty stuff. And what has normally happened, what has been just the course of business over the last 16 years since Obama came in, and you're going in the last 2 years of his administration through now, we'll say 14, that would be 11 years, is the Washington, D.C. Republicans, their default position now is just do what the Democrats want. Do what they want, because that way things will be quiet. We won't have anybody in the press attacking us. And you know what else? A little secret is we get to wet our beaks in all this too. That we get to put some of that money into our friends' pockets. And then it comes back to us, you know, for via campaign contributions and all that. And what the Republicans end up doing a lot of times is they'll pick this fight. You've seen them do that, you know, several times during Biden's time. They'll pick a fight and then just give up out of nowhere. And you're like, what? Why in the world would you pick a fight just to surrender? Okay. So if you've been watching them do this over the last 11 years consistently, what you think to yourself is what they're going to do here is they're going to whisper to Chuck Schumer, hey, just open the government back up and we'll sit down and we'll get you what you want. We'll get you some of those Obamacare subsidies. We'll get you something. You know, it'll be 3 months. We'll kick it down. It'll be a three-month extension. And then 3 months from now, nobody will be looking at it anymore, and we'll just pass, you know, another couple of years. And we'll get you what you want. Just hang with us here. That's what they do every time, at least in the last 11 years. Can you think of a time in the last 11 years where they have held the line and got what they wanted and the Democrats had to eat it? No, I don't know of a single one. So just so you know out there, D.C. Republicans, we're watching on this one. And I watched for 4 years during Biden while you guys went along with every single budget that the man put up there, all that money for illegals and all the COVID money. You never stood up and shut down the government or did anything, even then when you were running the place from 22 to 24 for Biden's last 2 years. You still went along with everything he wanted to do. We haven't forgotten that, even though President Trump is in the White House. And by God, you people will hold the line this time, or we're not voting for you in 26. Know that right now. We're not kidding around anymore. You're going to hold the line here, or we're going to hold you accountable. We're watching. All right, there is the music. We will be right back. I think we're going to have a guest when we come back. Stand by.
Hey, broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. I've got a little delay here on my microphone, but we've got on the line, we've got Brian Lessard from Reminis Angus Beef. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very good. How about you?
Good. Well, we are playing it a-hole and elbows here in the studio, trying to figure out the phones. My audio is going out to everybody, but then the phone calls coming in. You can hear them, but it sounds like you're over a radio. But we've got you over the Teams, the Microsoft Teams here, so hopefully it goes out better to the folks. What did you want to talk about this morning, sir?
Well, we can talk about the list is long and distinguished. there is a lot of stuff to talk about in the beef industry today and politics today that has to do with the beef industry. There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty, volatility, and there's good news in there. I want to say that the last couple of weeks I've had a lot of interviews and a lot of people like grocery stores and local radio, a lot of people saying, when including President Trump, that the price of beef is too high. We got to get it down. Let's go to Argentina. Let's go to Zimbabwe. Who knows where he wants to bring it in from? But I went to the grocery store here on Sunday afternoon. I filled 1/3 of a grocery cart, and it was $309 for 1/3 of a grocery cart, and there wasn't 1 ounce of beef in it. The price of pepperoni, I bought the cheapest bag of Hormel pepperoni, was $11.50 a pound. I bought the cheapest can of coffee, big can of coffee, that was $15.38 a pound. And that was cheaper than Folgers. I'm not sure what happened to Folgers, but Folgers is the highest priced coffee you can buy in our grocery store today. I'm not sure. That used to be the cheap bottom of the line coffee, but now it is the highest priced coffee at $19.49 for those big tubs. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about beef, and we shared that on the radio last week, is everything is high. President Trump said beef's high. Everything's high. My car was a third full, $309, and there wasn't an ounce of beef in there. And so I'm not quite sure why beef always takes it on the chin when inflation kicks in. The first target they go after, whether it's the environment, whether it's the cost of food, beef gets the bullseye. And we just need to tell people that the most nutrient-dense food on the planet shouldn't be the cheapest thing in your grocery cart. And if you take your bill at the end and you actually divide it out per ounce, per pound, doesn't really cost any more than anything else, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the junk food that's in that cart. And so if you're buying beef, if you're buying milk, if you're buying eggs, you're not buying prescription drugs. So that's a good sign. The dietary guidelines are coming out. Saturated fat is now on, is one of the headliners. There's going to be a lot of, there's going to be the dog fight. I keep thinking the dog fight's over, but there'll be a lot of negative press out there, and we're going to be working together with Secretary Kennedy to diffuse a lot of that. That the cap off of saturated fat, that's the biggest thing that's going to happen to the beef industry in 50 years, because now the schools, the militaries, the hospitals, colleges can now order and start buying beef, American beef, because there's no cap on saturated fat. So we've come up with a pretty good ad for the Beef Council. We're going to send it to them. We hope they use it, and pretty excited about what's coming out.
Yeah, I saw, maybe you can answer this for me, Brian. I saw the other day that apparently people in the beef industry weren't happy with President Trump talking about more beef coming in from, I believe it was Argentina. And from living down there in South America, I know Argentina is famous for their, that's one of their biggest products is beef. Is that correct that they're unhappy with President Trump about that? And if so, why?
Well, I think what we're all upset about, I mean, every time, whether you're a Trump supporter or not, about half the time he opens his mouth, you need 10 feet in there to stop him. Giving, you know, all these tariffs have created a lot of harm to farmers who are normally exporting soybeans and corn and stuff. And supposedly there's good news coming out of that. He was in China. Supposedly there's a good deal. I talked to his personal ag advisor yesterday. Hopefully there's some light for the farmers out there. But when there's a lot of you know, financial stress in the American agriculture system, and you give $40 billion to another country, and people are struggling with loans here and high interest rates, and he takes a victory lap and tells the entire beef industry that he caused the high prices of beef. That's 100% false. As we just discussed in our groceries, the price of groceries, when you print money, when a president prints money, that causes inflation. It causes the interest rates to go up. It causes the price of food, fuel, parts, equipment, everything to go up. And so he is responsible for the inflation that's gone up in this country for everything. He's not responsible for the price of beef going up. The last time beef went up in 2014, we had the chicken flu and we had the hog flu. And then as soon as they got over that, it was the biggest market crash in 2016 since 1973. Well, this time the price of beef is at an all-time high, and there is no chicken flu and hog flu. We still have competition for those other proteins. And so today, as an industry, you know, we have one common enemy in this country for every citizen here, and that's the Federal Reserve. And our competitor in the meat business is not chicken and pork. It is the pharmaceutical companies for that consumer dollar. You know, do they want to buy really good food or do they want to buy cheap food and buy prescription drugs? And pharmaceutical companies are coming after people for that money. They have to have them sick. All these institutions like the American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association, cancer, those aren't institutions that are helping people. Those are industries. They have to have a healthy supply of sick people to keep those industries moving. And so feel good about the price of beef. Feel good about healthy foods. Put your money where healthy food is. Don't cave to being sick. Don't let the system tell you how to live.
Well, here, first of all, the inflation that we are still dealing with in this country is very low right now across the board, all overall inflation. But what we're dealing with is all because of the $6 trillion in COVID spending that the Democrats did in, you know, 2021, which we are still not dug our way out of. That's what's causing it. And the other thing on the tariffs is, see, what, like we were talking about in the previous hour, we've basically had almost 16 years of uninterrupted deep state and Democrat system rule in this country because they stole President Trump's first administration from him. So see, now, you know what we're like? We're like that guy who the country now is like this guy who got tangled up with a lion in Africa on a hunt, and he's got a deep cut on his arm that is full of all this nastiness, this rotten beef and meat that is now giving him a blood infection, and it's going up to his arm, and it's so bad now that the doctors are telling the guy, we got to cut your arm off, and everybody said, oh no, that's going to hurt, oh my God, that's going to be so much pain. Well, guess what? If you don't cut that arm off, you're going to die. All right. People have to understand that after 16 years of this stuff, to right this ship, we're gonna feel some pain. It's not going to be painless.
Oh, I agree 100%. The only thing that I would go back on, in 2020, President Trump printed $6.73 trillion in 6 months, the most money that had ever been printed in the history of the country in the shortest amount of time. Then Biden printed over $8 trillion. So that's $14 trillion. But President Trump pushes that off on the Democrats. He printed $6 trillion in 6 months. He started this inflationary wreck. And between the two of them, we've had to pay an additional, just in interest. Our annual interest went up over $1.12 million in 4 years. That's a killer. And so if he wants to take responsibility for something, he needs to take responsibility for being part of that and acting like a Democrat.
Well, we are coming up to the break here, sir. Thank you very much for your call, Brian. Yeah, that's one thing that I have been all over for years now is spending. And this spending by our federal government just rolls on down the track like an unstoppable monster, and it's going to swallow all of us. We are $38 trillion in debt. And until that stops, really nothing else matters, because it's going to be the thing that takes us all down. And we had the chance to do this under Elon Musk and Doge, and it was squandered. Because none of them want to stop it. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Update.
A long night's journey into day. I'm Jared Max. Game 3 of the World Series, historic. It ended at 2:50 a.m. Eastern Time this morning in the bottom of the 18th inning at Dodger Stadium.
11:50 in Los Angeles.
Coleman sends a fly ball to center field. Rosso's going back before the catch.
On Fox TV, Freddie Freeman, whose walk-off grand slam ended Game 1 of last year's World Series, sent Dodger Stadium into a frenzy when he ended Game 3 of this series with a walk-off home run to give the Dodgers a 6-5 victory over the Blue Jays and 2-1 lead of the best-of-seven series. The game lasted 6 hours, 39 minutes, not as long as the 7 hours and 20 minutes the Dodgers needed to beat the Red Sox in Game 3 of the 2018 series, also 18 innings. He's the longest in World Series history. No player had ever reached base in a playoff game more than 6 times before last night. Shohei Ohtani got to base 9 times in Game 3.
Once in forever, Shohei Ohtani will start Game 4 in 24 hours. He has tied Game 3 with his second home run of the night.
On Fox TV, World Series record tying 4 extra base hits for Ohtani. 2 home runs, 2 doubles. He walked in his final 5 times to bat. 4 intentional walks of one player, a postseason record. Ohtani will be the Dodgers Dodgers starting pitcher tonight, Game 4. Shane Bieber starts for the Blue Jays, who await MRI results on George Springer. He left last night's game early, discomfort in his side. Monday Night Football, the Chiefs over the Commanders, 28-7. Three touchdown passes for Patrick Mahomes. Two scores for Kareem Hunt. Kansas City 5-3. Washington 3-5. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions expected across the region for today. High temperature readings will stay back in the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in the Billings area. Then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows from the mid-20s in Bozeman, around 30 in Billings. With some sun Wednesday, highs head in the mid-50s, around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
The Sac State president was talking trash about the Montana Grizzlies and all of FCS football. Yeah, same guy who apparently talked about ending whiteness. He got sacked by the Montana Pandas on Friday night. Yeah, if you haven't heard the woke backstory on this Sac State president, no joke. He was on some podcast talking about ending whiteness. Then he was mocking the Grizzlies. And then he got sacked. MontanaTalks.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, there we are. From the last caller, from Brian Massard from Reminisce Angus, we're talking about inflation and the Fed and everything going on with the economy. And you can relate this to everything going on across the topics, from criminal justice to spending to economy, all of it. And that is, like I said a minute ago, you're looking at more or less 16 years of deep state Democrat rule in this country, because like we said, President Trump's term, his first term, was stolen from him by sabotage, by special counsels, by impeachments. And the people that ran the place during Obama just pretty much stayed in place and still kept running everything, and the spending kept going and all of that. Then, of course, COVID blew everything up. But remember, for this ship to be righted, for it to be brought back correctly, there's going to be pain. This is not going to be fun. I likened it a minute ago here to that guy that's got a blood infection and gangrene going up to his shoulder. Yeah, is it going to hurt? It's going to hurt. We're going to have to take that arm off, and you're going to lose your arm behind this. Yeah, that's going to suck. But if you don't do it, you're going to die. Like that addict, that drug addict, that alcoholic, he's going to try to get clean. You're probably going to have 3-4 days a week of hell as you get off of that, as you get weaned off of that drug, whatever it is, and get back to right. But it's either that or die. They have turned our society into a thing that we don't want it to be, and we're going to have to take it back to how it should be. A lot of people going to be upset. A lot of people, you know, should get thrown off of government welfare and government programs. A lot of people got to get kicked out of this country. A whole Adam Schiff load of people need to go to jail for all the crimes they have and continue to commit. But it's got to get done, guys. And see, up to now, you've seen how the Democrats have the complete and utter will, the political will to do these kind of things. Because for them, it's about agenda. It's about long term. They play the long game. Whereas Republicans have never had that. They just want everything to be quiet for now, so that they can stay in office and keep getting reelected and keep wetting their beaks in the big government trough, and so that the Washington Post doesn't call them names and they get invited to all the cool cocktail parties there inside the Beltway. Well, guys, you just got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. But know this, when you're ready to do it, we're ready there for you. We are behind you 100% on this. We won't buckle. We won't waver. We won't go wobbly on you because we know what's got to get done here. But this is the same thing that Rush Limbaugh said for 15 years. Guys, just one time, stand up and do what you said you would do. And we'll be right there behind you. And you would win election cycle after election cycle. Because people are, that's why President Trump is so popular. Because it's promises made, promises kept. You'll see what he's done in the first 10, 11 months of his term right now is all about that. Is everything he said, he told you in his campaign he was going to do, he is setting about doing them one at a time. But he's got to have congressional Republicans backing him to get it done in a lot of these things. He really does. And that's in some portion on all of us to get that message to them. All right, there we go. See you in a few minutes.
From the
you got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savebythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
ABUL.